You want to talk about the Great Barrier Reef?
Okay. All right. When we were in Australia, we took a few days out on the Great Barrier Reef and took a couple of lecture tours and went to this underwater observatory. And the guide kept pointing out to us all the phenomena of the Great Barrier Reef and what was happening and how it's getting destroyed and all the rest. But what became very apparent as we were watching the slideshows and everything else, was that the phenomena was that all these three things were occurring on the Great Barrier Reef, whether it was the microorganism or the larger phenomena like sharks or whatnot. And that was that, you know, there was the self-interest of the need, or the self-interest was survival, that every living organism had to survive. Okay, now how did it survive was by imbibing other organisms, right? And taking them within themselves, or eating, as we call it. All right,
devouring.
And then devouring, okay. Well, he used the word devouring, but I didn't want to use that. And then had to set up a defensive system so that what it did to the other organism on the Great Barrier Reef wouldn't be done to it in return. So there were all kinds of defensive structures such as you know, poisons that were emitted or certain kinds of, I forgot all the names, that were on the floor of the reef that if you touched them were highly poisonous if you were diving or whatnot. And all these defensive structures so that the thing wouldn't happen to that organism that it did to another organism. And this was apparent through every single lecture and every slideshow and then when we actually went in the underwater observatory. Then we were in Honolulu, it was in 85, and we went to see the aquarium there at Diamond Head. And Kenneth got very excited because on one of the displays in the aquarium was a whole listing about life in aquatic life, I think it was. Wasn't it called aquatic life? And he wrote it down. He went running around to look for a piece of paper and pencil so he could write this down and share it with everybody.
Okay, here it is. All right, the general title of the display was Problem and Solution, : Staying Alive. All right. And then the Staying Alive, all right, that's the first one. All right, then the subtitle of this particular display was Defense. And then it said, all animals must protect themselves from being eaten. Marine animals display a great variety of defensive measures, such as, and then it listed three kinds of ways that these underwater life forms protected themselves against being eaten. The first was protective structures. The second was repellent chemicals. And the third one, which wins the gold star, was special partnerships. That's what it said. That's why I got excited. All right. But these two experiences showed, both in the Great Barrier Reef as well as in Honolulu, is that whatever part of what is called the great chain of being is looked at, whether you're looking at microorganisms that are very simple in their structure or complex mammals, that each and every part of that chain demonstrates these three characteristics. Because that's what a body does. A body wants to stay alive. Right? That's the need that all living things share. The only way that it can do that is to cannibalize something from outside. And then it must see, again, as Gloria said, that what it did to animals or organisms outside of it would not happen back to it. And that's defense. And again, the point that we're making in all this is that since the world was made from that basic thought system to protect itself by cannibalizing somebody else, that basic conflict and need filtered through and literally made up this whole physical universe, which means it's built into the basic structure, electrons, atoms, whatever, of everything in this world. And again, as we experience it on a conscious level as human beings, is in terms of this particular form, but we all do this. And so it should come as no surprise that every aspect of our world is like this. Well, again, whether you're talking about an economic institution, a religious one, a political one, whether you're talking about sports, the entertainment world, it doesn't matter, or the, quote, spiritual world. Right? You find the same thing happening repeatedly, and it has to be, because that's the thought system which made it, and ideas do not leave their source.